100th anniversary of International Women's Day. International Women's Day was celebrated for the first time in 1911 in Austria, Denmark, Germany, and Switzerland.
On Tuesday, the University of Arkansas hosted the International Women's Day Centennial Celebration. The event, held in the Arkansas Union Connections Lounge, featured an international fashion show and cultural performances by students from around the globe. Brandy Flack Armstrong is program coordinator for the university's Multicultural Center and the chair of the Women's History Committee this year. She says the university has a long history of celebrating the day to honor women.
It makes them feel welcomed and honored and celebrated. And I think that's the first thing, is we got to make them know that, yes, we see you as a woman, but we also see you as a member of this campus and a member of this community. And we're going to make it easy for you to find the resources that you need and the groups and organizations that you belong in. And I think that's the key to getting that process started, is finding that, oh, I'm acknowledged here.
The month of March also marks the 24th anniversary of Women's History Month. To mark the occasion, the Multicultural Center is also honoring Brooke Benham, owner of the Ultra Studio in Fayetteville.
We're honoring her because we see fashion as a major art in the women's world, and so we've brought her in because she is a local and she is brilliant, and she will be doing several different things, and some of her items will be on during the fashion show today, as well as at the Ann Kittrell Gallery all month.
The Women's History Committee, along with students celebrating women's history, will also organize a Women's Information Expo on March 16th. The event will serve as a resource for community and campus organizations that serve women's interests. The end of celebrations will be marked by a presentation by internationally acclaimed visual artist, musician, and poet Charlotte Hill O'Neill, or Mama C, on March 31st.
She has lived in Africa since 1972, and she has traveled Africa and started the United African American Community Center, and she is on her World Community Healing Tour, and she will be blessing us with her poetry and song from her Warrior Women of Peace poetry book that came out in, I think, 92, 93. But she is coming in, and she's coming all the way from Africa to join us for our closing of Women's History. And that pretty much wraps up our events for this year's Women's History Month.
Brandy notes the university is taking more and more steps to make women of all ethnicities feel at home.
Especially with our international students and scholars and the Multicultural Center, we work a lot together, not only assimilating to the culture here, but finding a place on the university campus that suits them. And that's why we try to really push our student organizations. Permius reaches out to our Indonesian students, and we have several different organizations, our African organization, that really help get the women involved and to find their culture within their culture, but also find their place here on campus.
For more information on International Women's Day Centennial Celebration or the Women's History Month Celebration at the University of Arkansas, please log on to our website, www.ozarksatlarge.com.